then we'll take another one and we'll twist it. And it's like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
You know, and I think anybody who likes barbershop music in general is expecting something a little bit different because you've got the four-part harmony. So that in and of itself will give you a different sound to a song that you're used to hearing.
Right. And, you know, we have there's 40 of us, and everybody contributes ideas, and the music team will consider all of them. I know last year we kind of were on a little bit of a folk music kick. Rusty, I think, brought up a couple of Peter, Paul, and Mary songs, and one of them is sort of our tribute to Hanukkah, the Light One Candle that group had done. And so this is now year number 2. I think that's going to be a staple for a long time.
And We Wish You Merry Christmas is the...
We Wish You Merry Christmas was another. But the Light One Candle we can do with guitar, so we're adding kind of a different flavor for the audience.
Yeah.
You change it up, and it's good.
So, Rusty, it seems that not only putting this show together is also in the spirit of the Barbershop Harmony Society in terms of it's a learning chorus for the members, it's also a way of teaching American music and appreciation of American music to the audiences as well.
Absolutely true. If you look at the origins of Barbershop Harmony, it was singing songs that people had grown up with. These were the old songs to them. Well, the songs we're talking about right here, folk songs from one era, doing John Denver's Country Roads, Cohen's Hallelujah, these are songs that people like and love. Mm-hmm. They're part of our fabric. But you're not going to catch them on a pop radio show.
Right.
This is the stuff that we're actually preserving, Americana, but it isn't always the stuff from the 1890s.
Right.
Stuff from the 1960s, Love and Spoonful. We're doing something there. This is good music with good melody and great harmony, and it's really a pleasure and an honor to sing it.
And the fact that it's been arranged in a new way, giving a different appreciation to some old standards. And allows people to kind of perk up and think about how can we evolve music that we've learned and appreciated years ago to something that's now a new step in that direction. So we have only a few minutes left. Who's going to give us the information about how to get tickets and all that?
So you can go online, as you mentioned earlier. NJHarmonizers.org is our website. Right there, prompt and present, will be a link to Eventbrite. Eventbrite is where you can get tickets online that will give you a discount compared to what you'll be looking at if you show up at JP Case. We'd love to see you there. We'll sell you tickets on site for $20 for regular tickets, or you can go online and get them now for $15 all the way up through the morning of the day of the show.
All right. And, Bucky, do I say break a skull? What do I mean?
Well, I do use my head a lot in this show.
I heard that. Okay, so we're going to close out with one more song from the Harmonizers.
Jingle, 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 all the way. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Northern California, the Camp Fire has been declared the most destructive blaze in California history, and some officials say it's the deadliest wildfire in U.S. history. At least 48 people are known dead so far, and they're expecting the number to rise as over 100 people are listed as missing. The National Guard is now helping search for more victims. Israel's defense minister abruptly resigning today in protest over the ceasefire reached with Gaza militants, a move that has rocked the Israeli political scene, and which correspondent Iris Meckler says leaves the Netanyahu coalition government hanging by a thread.
That leaves Benjamin Netanyahu with a one-seat majority, and it's not clear how long the government can last.
Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman had said that ceasefire amounts to surrendering to terrorism. And this is USA Radio News.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Weather for Hunterdon County. Currently, it is 41 degrees. We are expecting mostly sunny today with a high near 40, so it's a little bit higher than that. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26. Thursday, snow and sleet, mainly after 10 a.m. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Accumulation, less than 1 inch. Thursday night, rain and freezing rain, mainly after 8 p.m. The low will be 33. Friday's rain is likely, mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 44. And Friday night will be low around 32. Saturday will be sunny with a high near 47. And Sunday will be sunny with a high near 45.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am trying here to stream live. I don't seem to be doing very well. At least it doesn't seem to be doing very well. The radio station is working. The Facebook is not working. So I'm not exactly sure why I'm not, because I'm watching myself and it's not a constant stream here. I'm not exactly sure why. And I'm just, you know, people, I apologize. I cannot get a good read here, and that's better. But I'm not sure if I'm going to hold this for an hour, and I'm not sure why I'm not doing a it's just not picking up. Oh, anyway, I am going to be doing my show today on post-traumatic stress, and eventually I'm going to have post-traumatic stress from technology fallout. I am just really getting frustrated. The Facebook aspect of the 100 Chamber Radio is not working. So my thought was I would try and stream live. I've had people say they stream live and that it works, and I'm not seeming to do that very well. Don't know why. So I'm going to talk about post-traumatic stress, and I would encourage you to maybe go on to the 100 in Chamber Radio website and download the archives, and then hopefully this will do a better job just by doing radio, because this is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. I'm going to go on Facebook on my iPad, just see what's going on there, see if that's any better. And, you know, I don't get it. So I apologize for the frustration that I am having. And maybe it will, there'll be a better, I don't think things are picking up a signal very well. I think that's part of what's going on. So it picks up the signal and drops the signal and picks up the signal and drops the signal. So anyway, I am just going to talk about post-traumatic stress. I bring Counselor's Chat to you mainly for the reason of providing some education. And in that process, I'm hoping also to remove some of the stigma around, oh my gosh, around counseling, so that you feel less or more inclined to seek out some counseling for yourself, for your family. Yeah, I don't see it here. I think I know why, and I apologize a bazillion times. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not showing up here either. It says it's supposed to be live. It's not live. I'm going to hit the finish here, and I'm going to just continue with finish. Oh, my gosh. Turn the phone off. Okay, post-traumatic stress. Post-traumatic stress. What is it? Who has it? And we say that we think, because it's this is where it's promoted most, that it's related to military. And it's not. Post-traumatic stress is whenever we have some type of trauma in our lives, and the stress or the reaction to the trauma happens after the trauma has occurred. Sometimes it could be 3 or 4 months. Sometimes it could be years. Why do some people get post-traumatic stress when there's a traumatic event and others don't? We're not really all that sure why that happens. But it is triggered by a terrifying event where you witness or experience something that may be horrific and or life-threatening. So the people that we know that are mostly, that most often have exposure to these types of events would be military, obviously. That makes the most sense. But it's not just military, as I said. You may have had a traumatic childhood. You may have grown up in an alcoholic home. You may have been incested as a child, raped as a teenager, raped as an adult, sexually molested by an uncle, a priest, a teacher, a friend. You may have lived in situations as a child where you had a parent with post-traumatic stress because they themselves were in the military. You may have had a situation where you had a parent with a severe physical disease, cancer, Lou Gehrig's disease, severe mental health issue, severe depression, bipolar, personality disorder, antisocial, narcissistic. These are just some childhood experiences that you may have had. Maybe your house burned down, or one of your parents was deployed over in the military and that was traumatic for you, or you were put in foster care, or your house burned down, your school burned down, your friend moved, you moved, there was divorce in your family. Okay, so a lot of things. It's amazing. For a child, all these things may be traumatic and more. As an adult, the same applies. It does not have to be related to a military experience. You may have had your house burned down, your house burglarized. You may have been mugged, robbed, raped. Been in a bad car accident, observed a bad car accident. You may have had a really bad situation at work. You may have had a really bad neighbor that has terrorized you. You may be a doctor, a fireman, an emergency service person, a lawyer, a cop, or a counselor. Where you witness, as part of your everyday experience, you witness trauma. You might be there to support people who are going through a traumatic experience. Let's think of those people out in California right now who's lost their homes, who's lost their town. Or the person with post-traumatic stress who goes into that bar a couple weeks ago and shot people. He supposedly had post-traumatic stress, but the survivors, they have post-traumatic stress. Or the synagogue. Those people that survived, chances are they have post-traumatic stress. The police officers, the EMT, the doctors, the nurses. Trauma may happen because of going bankrupt or being in foreclosure. I mean, when we think of trauma, what do we think about? It was something that was overwhelming, that may have felt life-threatening, that may have been violent. It may have been a threatening situation or a person that was threatening, being threatened by a weapon or an accident. So it can be something that was truly caused, or it could be something that was an accident. A plane crash, being tortured, being kidnapped, having a life-threatening diagnosis, a terror attack. So as you're listening, you can tell that there are many, many, many situations in our lives that may be traumatic. Losing someone really close to you. On my way here in the past several weeks, I have a, I'm going to say a, maybe about a 6 or 7 mile stretch of highway, and it's rural. And because it's that time of year, I would say every 1,000 feet or so, there's a dead deer. So I drive back and forth through this bucolic highway strewn with dead animals, sometimes crushed, broken, twisted. It's awful. It is rather traumatic. It's something that I find is very disturbing. As a counselor, I listen to stories of trauma all the time. It is a possibility to get secondhand trauma symptoms from, so you know, the doctor or the EMT or the fireman, they may not be the ones losing or dying or being mutilated, but the observation of can be sufficient to cause post-traumatic stress. It usually starts within 1 month following the traumatic event. And again, like I said, sometimes it may not appear for years. And something may happen that it gets triggered. So it may be that I had a parent that committed suicide. I've been able to manage something in my life fairly well. But then I have a friend that commits suicide. And it triggers the post-traumatic stress. Chances are I will have some general symptoms, intrusive memories, avoidance, negative changes in thinking and mood, changes in physical and emotional reactions. So it can be a number of things, and I'm going to get into it a little bit more. But first, I plan on actually doing some commercials. While I'm doing the commercials, I'm going to see if I could do something with videotaping again. Wish me luck. But I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and we'll be back after these few important messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Try this again. Hi, I'm Ruth Altamira Roll. I'm trying again to videotape live using my phone. The lighting here is not good. And so anyway, I'm just trying things here that might be a little bit better. But I've got to hold the phone up. Anyway, I apologize for the inconvenience and the fact that Facebook here is not working. So this is my attempt to try and videotape live, and I'm hoping that is happening. I'm talking today about post-traumatic stress. I am a counselor. I've got my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified. I am also licensed as a counselor here in the state of New Jersey. And hopefully my arm won't fall off because I'm holding this up. Anyway, I do Counselors Chat to promote good mental health. I do Counselors Chat to provide education to the public. And I also do Counselors Chat and provide Counselors Chat, hopefully to remove the stigma around seeking out mental health treatment. So today I've already started to talk about post-traumatic stress disorder. That's my topic for today. And as I said, for those of you that may have been listening, the trauma, post-traumatic stress, usually occurs within, I would say, 1 month to sometimes years following a traumatic event. And a traumatic event, as I was saying before, can be anything that you deem as traumatic for you in your life. It could be something from having a traumatic childhood experience, or being raised in a drug and alcohol home, or being raped. Military experience is not the only thing that causes trauma. It's when there's been a real sense of injury, threat of death, observation of death, sexual violation, break-in, fires. I went through a whole list before. But these are extremely stressful experiences that amount in severe trauma. So talking about some of the symptoms of post-traumatic stress. So we have what is called intrusive memories. Now, intrusive memories oftentimes are triggered. So I may have had a situation with a run-in with a coworker, and let's say they no longer work there, but they chased me down the parking lot. They chased me in their car. It's just traumatic. We had an argument in the office. He or she got fired. But whenever I see that car, it triggers a memory. It triggers possibly even a physical reaction. So maybe I feel nauseous. I get flashbacks. So a flashback means that it feels as if the trauma is happening all over again. It feels, I kind of go back and relive the situation in a way that feels as if it's so real that it's actually happening again. I may have intrusive dreams and nightmares, sometimes called night terrors. So it may be that if I have post-traumatic stress, I wake up at night because the dream is so real. Like, we hear about military who will be running up and down the hallways, shooting enemies and screaming and, tell people to run for cover and those kinds of things. And the emotional reaction and physical reaction that you have also may remind you of the trauma. So that if I saw a traumatic car accident, every time I go by that corner or that light or wherever that accident happened, I may have memories of it. It's really hard to be in that place without it triggering severe emotional distress, sometimes physical reactions, and most definitely a memory. Sometimes those memories feel so real and I'll use this as an example. I don't really know, but that shooting that took place in California, that if that was post-traumatic stress, he may have been in a severe flashback, so he didn't even know he was in the bar. For him, he may have been, I'm just postulating this as a possibility, he may have been in a flashback in his mind in a situation where he was on a battlefield. There is avoidance. So what does that mean? So avoidance symptoms mean I'm trying to avoid thinking about or talking about the traumatic event. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want anybody else to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. I'm going to push it down, push it away. And then I may avoid things. I may avoid people, places, and activities that may remind me. So I am going to use military as an example. I may avoid fireworks. I may avoid parades. I may avoid, maybe I come from a family who likes to go hunting. I may avoid that so that I stay away from something that maybe once, that I one time found enjoyable, and now I, not that I'm for me, hunting is not enjoyable, but I'm using that as an example. But that what happens is that I stay away from something, or let's say I was in a shipwreck, or I was on one of those cruise ships that had, Legionnaire's disease. That even happens anymore, but I don't want to go to the ocean. It triggers. Just the smell of salt water may trigger that memory, and that memory is traumatic, so I avoid. There are changes in thinking and in mood. So what does that mean? I begin to have negative self-image. What's wrong with me? I find it very shameful. Why can't I do these things anymore? What's wrong with me that I can't drive around the circle anymore just because I saw a really bad accident and somebody was decapitated? What's wrong with me? Okay. And then also other people or the world. What is wrong with the world that there is all this trauma? I feel hopeless about the future. It's bleak. Things are going to get worse. It's going to get darker. I may have memory problems because I have pushed the memory so far down, other memories get attached, so I may not remember important aspects of the trauma. I may not remember important aspects of my day-to-day life. I have difficulty maintaining close relationships. If I get too close to people, they may want to know things about me. They might want to know about my history. They might want to know about my family. They might want to know about my childhood. If it was traumatic, I don't want to share it, because if I share it, I relive it. If I relive it, I find or feel I'm re-traumatized, so I build a wall. I feel detached from family and friends. And again, that is mainly because I have put that wall up. And I don't share any intimate feelings or thoughts. I remain shut down, closed off. It's not uncommon for someone with post-traumatic stress to be sitting in a chair 2-3 o'clock in the morning, not interacting, maybe drinking, not sleeping. Just remaining distant from and apart from. A lack of interests that you once enjoyed, like I said. So let's say I loved going to the beach, but I was in that really awful situation on board a ship, and just the smell of salt air, can't do it. Or, I don't know, maybe I was on a ride on the boardwalk and something happened. Maybe nothing happened to me, but maybe somebody fell out of the Ferris wheel. We have those things happen. They're in the news. It's traumatic. I can't go anywhere where there's rides. It gets triggered. So I once loved these things. Can't do it anymore. Or maybe I'd love to go horseback riding, but I was in an awful accident and we had to put the horse down, and that was traumatic for me. Okay. Difficulty experiencing positive emotions. So that means I'm always feeling sad, angry, bitter, resentful, filled with anxiety and depression. And sometimes with that depression, I actually become emotionally numb. So my emotions just shut down. Some other things that may happen if you have post-traumatic stress. You have overwhelming feelings of guilt and shame. So that's one aspect. You have a high startle response. Now, what does that mean? So I'm home after work and I am watering my garden, let's say. And I'm deep in thought. Don't hear my neighbor coming up to, I don't know, just chat. And my neighbor's standing behind me and says, hi, and I jump, I scream, I drop the hose. That's a startle response. I'm walking down the street, and somebody just steps out of a storefront They're finished at the store, the restaurant. They step out. I scream. That's a sign of post-traumatic stress. Always being on guard, or another word that we use is hypervigilant. So it's not uncommon for someone, maybe a retired police officer, to say, when we go to a restaurant, I need to sit with my back to the wall and I need to see who's coming in the door. Military will do that. Let's say, you had a situation with a dangerous person in town. That person still lives in town. You go to the grocery store and you scan, are they here? Is their car here? Or you go to the Lowe's or Home Depot. Are they here? Is their car here? So, you're always being what is called hypervigilant, always being on guard and looking out for danger. There may be some self-destructive habits, such as too much drinking, too much eating, driving too fast. You may even get into cutting, those types of things. There may be some survivor guilt, which means I'm the one that should have died, not them. Trouble sleeping. Eating issues may come up, so putting on a lot of weight. Oops. Sorry. Am I telling you? I have technical things going on. It's funny. Anyway, so that may also be... I'm going to have post-traumatic, I'll tell you, from technology. So irritability, angry outbursts, and sometimes aggressive behavior. So... if someone is feeling a lot of anxiety, if they're feeling afraid, if they're feeling threatened in some way, the anger response, the normal anxiety response is to run away, fight, or play dead. Okay, so that's across the board. Animalistic human response to fear and anxiety, and so that will get triggered. If there's a child who is struggling with post-traumatic stress, there may be some reenacting of the trauma. So let's say I have a child who's their house was robbed, or their house was on fire, or they observe their parents beating each other, or that's where play therapy comes into focus. So a child may reenact it in therapy through play. And you may observe your child. What is your child doing when they're playing? How is their play reenacting the situation? So if you observe that your child is playing house and daddy's the drunk laying on the sofa and mommy's screaming and they're reenacting of getting into a fist fight, chances are that child's undergone some type of family trauma. And or there may be dreams. Again, those are those dreams that may occur, and a child may have those things happen. So they may be dreaming of the traumatic event, wake up screaming, crying, those types of things. Bedwetting can be a symptom. So those are things. Children have post-traumatic stress. Symptoms can intensify over time, so it's important to know what they are. Oftentimes, what can happen is they can culminate into issues where someone may become suicidal. And that happens quite often. That is probably one of the main reasons that we have such a high rate of military suicide, because our military is not getting sufficient treatment. Not that the VA does not offer. My husband works for a VA counseling center, and his job is outreach to try and get vets into counseling for post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, all kinds of things. So it's help is available. It's the shame. There's something wrong with me. I never was like this before. What's wrong with me? That is one of the things that can prevent somebody from seeking out help. So again, that's why I do counselor's chat, to help people, educate people, and say, you know, let's, shame is an issue to come to for counseling. So if you're struggling with shame because of post-traumatic stress, by all means, consider seeking out counseling. It helps. There are treatments. Cognitive processing and cognitive behavioral are two very important treatments. Of course, sometimes if someone has become addicted to alcohol or drugs, that may be one of the first things that has to get addressed. So we cannot deal with the trauma if someone is actively self-medicating or has crossed that line into addiction. We need to get that under control before we can actually start working on some of these other issues. But treatment is really important, and it really helps. There are some questions, some tests. You can even go online and Google self-tests for post-traumatic stress. But there's coping skills that get provided with cognitive therapies, with exposure therapy. And exposure therapy is something that is used quite often, again, in the military specifically. I'm going to take another little break, and I will be back with counselor's chat in a few moments. I'm going to finish up a little early. I think I might do that because I do think that I am streaming live. I think this is doing better. So let me finish. I'll finish a little early so that the people who sponsor 100 Chamber Radio can have their time, because they've paid for it and it's important. Just a little aside before I continue, I'm going to kind of throw in my own little commercial. You can find me on the web under Counselor's Chat. You can see other shows that I have done. You can go on 100 Chamber Radio and go into the archives and listen to other shows that I've done. Like I said, my main goal is to provide education to the public. My main goal is to help remove the stigma around entering counseling so that you feel more inclined to seek out help. We don't need to be in pain. I myself have had years, personal years of counseling, and counseling has helped me personally. I see it help my clients that come to my office. I have a small practice here in Flemington. So I do know that counseling works. So I definitely encourage you. I am working on developing a new website. Right now you can go to www.alterolecounselor.net. That's one that I'm going to actually be getting rid of. So it's alterol, two L's, counselor, O-R.net. I also have an alterolcounselor.com, and that's an older version, but that's the one that's going to be updated. So hopefully soon you'll see my new version of my webpage at www.alterolcounselor.com. You can call me at 908-581-2277. I don't keep a waiting list, to the best of my ability. I deal with couples, addictions, people who are coming out of rehab, people who need to get into rehab, people and families struggling with addiction, children of alcoholics or family dysfunction, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, obsessive-compulsive disorder. So if you're struggling, you don't need to struggle. There is help and there is hope. Please, if you don't call me, call a counselor. Call a licensed professional counselor. Call a licensed clinical social worker. Get some help. So back to post-traumatic stress. As I was saying, cognitive therapies, post-traumatic stress works best and is best treated by a cognitive therapy. It's a talk therapy. So it's about changing ways that you think, moving forward so your thinking is not stuck, changing negative beliefs into positive, learning how to forgive, let go, keep things in the past, and it works well with what is called exposure therapy. Now, exposure therapy is used quite often with the military. They actually have those goggles that they put on. So if I'm struggling with post-traumatic stress because the Jeep in front of me got blown up by a bomb, and there are body parts and whatever, I put goggles on and I get exposed to it. Exposure therapy is a really interesting thing because it also works with anxiety disorders. So if I'm afraid of escalators, to get over my fear of escalators, I go watch escalators. I watch people on escalators. I stand there until I'm finding that my anxiety level is too much, and then maybe 15 minutes, I go back the next day. Maybe I could do it for 18 minutes. I go back the next day. I could do it for 20 minutes. Then I decide to stand on, I get on it, I get off, and I get on, I get off. But eventually I get on it. The anxiety is really high, but I go up, and then I come down. I go, and next thing you know, over time, through the exposure, my anxiety level drops. And I may not ever be fond of escalators. I'm not fond of escalators, as a matter of fact. One of the best ways I've gotten a little more acclimated to using escalators, that's what I'm kind of using as an example, go to London. Use their underground. Oh, my gosh. They have escalators that must be a mile high. They're just really a little frightening. But I do them, and I get on them, and I get off of them, and I'm not too bad. Not from where I had once been, where the thought of getting on an escalator and getting a piece of clothing caught or my foot sucked under or whatever, that doesn't happen for me anymore. But that's through exposure therapy, so I want you to understand that. And then we have eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. That's EMDR. So that combines exposure therapy with a series of guided eye movements so that my right eye movement is the left brain, the left eye movement is the right brain, and it helps you process those traumatic therapies and learn how to react to triggers in a different way. So I do hope this has been helpful. Again, post-traumatic stress is not strictly related to military. I want to underscore that. There is help. If you notice the symptoms of post-traumatic stress, please reach out to a professional and get help. You do not need to suffer with this. There is treatment, and that's the good news. As with any mental health condition, there is treatment. You don't need to struggle alone. So I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. I hope this has been helpful. I hope you've learned a few things, and I will be back next week, hopefully at some point. The Facebook aspect of the 100 in Chamber Radio will be up and working. Until then, please be patient with me. I'm working at being patient with technology doesn't make me happy. Anyway, I will talk to you later. I'm Ruth Altamir Roll. I wish you good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
USA Radio News.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived in Texas today, where he's visiting with some of the troops deployed on the border. On his way to Texas, Mattis was asked if the troops would be interacting with the migrants.
At the present, I do not anticipate military personnel coming into direct contact with migrants.
Search crews in Northern California have found more bodies, bringing the death toll from the so-called campfire to 48, and statewide, 50 people have died in California due to wildfires. A new lawsuit blames a fire on a major utility in California, PG&E, for allegedly failing to inspect and properly maintain its power lines. Meanwhile, this resident of Paradise says he was lucky to survive.
It happened so quickly. You know, we had trained for this for years and years and years. We knew Paradise would burn. You know, is it going to burn? It's just a matter of time. You know, when will it burn and how bad will it burn?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store. You know, to ensure a good outcome, but I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
In response to new Food and Drug Administration regulations coming out later this week, e-cigarette maker Juul announced a series of actions that they're taking to prevent young people from smoking the e-cigarettes. The company announced it will stop selling the flavored pods of mango, fruit, and cream and cucumber to more than 90,000 retail stores that carry them. Meredith Berkman is with an anti-vaping group. She wants a ban on flavors